Mr. McFarland for the president.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Mr. McFarland?
Yes?
Just a moment, sir, for the president.
Back to Senator, your detective is ward politics. Tell him that's what Dave Ginsburg said.
Mr. McFarland on 9-1.
Yes, Ernest.
Well, how are you, Mr. President?
Oh, I'm just so-so, Mac. Glad to hear you. What you got on your mind?
Well, not too much.
They told me you had...
Sorry about the hard luck.
They told me you had to talk. You were going to leave or something.
Well, I'm going to South America in the morning.
Yeah.
And here's what I wanted to talk to you about. Of course, this Central Arizona project, those fellows keep talking to me about it. And you know how dear it is to my heart. And they're talking about those two dams. And I hope that you can go along with that.
Mac, I'm against any dam now. This year, till I get myself out of the jam I'm in, because I'm afraid I'm going to lose my whole country if I don't stop some of these things. They've got about $5 billion over my budget up there now. And I'm just having the damnedest time you ever saw. I'm just going to have to take some of the appropriations already made and cut back on them.
Well, you wouldn't be spending any money on this now, Mr. President.
Well,
This would just be an authorization.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'll take a look at it when it gets to us and see about it. I've got a real difficult problem, though.
Well, here's what I would like for you to do, to not do anything against it. At this time, then let me talk to you when I get back.
Okay, that'll be good.
And I've just written you a letter, so I'll go ahead and send it out because it's got some other things. And if there's anything that you want me to make a little inquiry about down in South America while I'm there, well, I'd be glad to do it.
Thank you, Mac. Thank you, my friend.
Probably I know you know more about it than I'd ever know.
No, I don't, but we got ambassadors there, and I kind of follow them, but I don't know if there's anything develops, I'll get in touch with you.
Well, I'll be contacting them, of course, as I go through. I mean, I'll see them, but I'm just going on my own, but any information that you might think that I could get. What I would suggest on those dams, on those fellows on that beautification thing, would be to, they've got some pictures that show what the thing would look before and after those dams were filled with water. And
you drop me a note about it, and I'll look into it, and take a good look at it and talk to you when you get back.
Okay, well, that'd be fine, give Lady Bird and your family our love. I know you'll have a wonderful wedding and everything. And I know how busy you are, and I'm sorry to bother you this way, but these people come to me, and it's pretty hard. I put them off, and I don't bother you anymore, and I just have to...
I'm always delighted to hear from you, my friend.
Well, thank you. That's awful nice of you. That makes me feel good. And I'll get this letter to you. I mean, I've already got it in the mail and I'll put it in care of Marvin.
That's good, my friend. Good night.
Well, good night.
Are you through?